This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The Word of God has power. And here's my point. When you share the Word of God, you impact people in a powerful ways, in ways that you're not even aware of. When you share the presence of God. And so here's my point today. Relationships mold us and shape us. What lives are you shaping? Paul used the maternal. We loved you like a mother. We poured our lives into you. He used the paternal. Father, we encouraged you. We comforted you. We urged you to live lives worthy of the kingdom of God. And that's what we're in the business of doing as Christians. You are. I am. Years ago, Annie and I met a man by the name of Dr. Don Bartlett. We met him in Columbus, Ohio. He spoke for a Christian school gathering. After it was over, I said, "Don, tell me your story." He was American Indian background. He had earned his PhD in education. He told me that when he was born, his nose was off center. He was born with a cleft palate. He had multiple facial defects, and he was born in an Indian reservation, I think in the Dakotas, if my memory serves. And he said his father rejected him at the moment of birth. As soon as his dad saw him, said, "I don't have anything to do with that kid," and never did. Never had anything to do with him as a father. In his own words, he said, "But a white woman took an interest in me as a child, poured her life into me, helped me go into college, and then I got a bachelor's degree, and then a master's degree, and eventually a PhD in education." And back when we met him, Don Bartlett was traveling all over the country and on radio programs like Focus on the Family with Dr. Jim Dobson, telling his story. But there was one thing that Don Bartlett said, I will never forget as long as I live. Here's what he said. Our lives are shaped by those who love us. And by those who refuse to care. Now listen to that. That's really powerful. Our lives are shaped by those who love us and by those who refuse to care. If he's even 10% true, what's that say to you? And I know what most people would think. They kind of think of it as being on the receiving end of that. Yeah, that's right. My life was shaped by people who love me and by those who refuse to care for me. But what does it say on the other side of the equation about the people that we have the opportunity to love and we don't? We have the opportunity to pour our lives into, but we don't. We have the opportunity to encourage, to comfort, urge them to live lives worthy of the kingdom of God, but we don't. We live on both sides of that equation. Our lives are shaped by those who love us and by those who refuse to care. When Paul talked about his relationship with the Thessalonica church in 1 Thessalonians 2, he not only was describing his personal relationship with them, I think he was laying out a pattern for the body of Christ. We're to be people who love people, we pour our lives into them, we encourage, we comfort, and we urge them to live lives worthy of the kingdom of God. Why? I don't know anything better to do than that. Do you? Intellectually, I don't know of anything better that we can do. More powerful than to do exactly what Paul described in his relationship with the church at a place called Thessalonica. It speaks to you, it speaks to your family, it speaks to your marriage, it speaks to your circle of influence with your friends. Let God use you to be a person who shapes lives. How? Through relationships. Because you have a relationship with the God who made you through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as an outflow of that, you're in the business of shaping lives and shaping relationships because you've been called as a believer. You've been called as a believer to do that. Let's pray together.
Well, if there's ever any part of this message that you've missed during the week, you do know you can go to our national website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any part of this message.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.